thought I'd just give a little musical presentation of an overview of the Sangatam movement, this Hare Krishna movement, which was written, a poem which was written 500 years ago by the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. He was called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was dancing and singing all over India, propagating this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita by the process of dancing and singing. So this is a little rap rendition of that song, which is in Sanskrit actually. Originally it was in Sanskrit. It is said to be the mother of all languages, Sanskrit. Even English has many Sanskrit words. Latin is full of Sanskrit words. Greek is full of Sanskrit words. It starts off, Cheto darpana majanam, Bhava mahadavagni nivarpanam, Shreya kairava chandrika vitarnam, Vijabhadu jivanam. Anandam Bodhivardhanam Pratipadam Panam Richas Vardhanam Savatmasnapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. It's glorified. It was an amazing play, didn't you say? It's a really brilliant play. You like this drama? Did you like it? Yeah, I really, I thought it was wonderful. Because she was showing that emotion, that feeling, that we have to give something to human society to bring it in order. It's gone somewhere and it's going somewhere, but how do we change it so that there's a balance of spirituality and materiality, matter and spirit and mind. We're not just lumps of matter. We're also consciousness. This is what Bhagavad Gita is teaching, that the consciousness is primary. If I wasn't alive, how would I be talking here? I'm not just an electrical machine you plug me in. I'm a conscious living being. I say my hand, my head, my mind, my nose. And who am I? My mind, my intelligence. And who am I? What am I? I'm the consciousness which pervades this body. We all experience this. It's nothing actually unknown to us, but it's not being taught in college and university. So who's going to teach it? Who's going to teach? Like she was saying, Sita was saying, what I am, how I'm going to be happy. Where is this book to make people happy? What is it in human society that's missing? What is the process? What is our relationship with this complete whole? And if we think analytically from the big whole, then what part do we have to play? Modern society is synthetic, right? We try and add up facts and figures and try and get a picture of the big whole. But Bhagavad Gita is analytic. We take a big picture of the whole, Krishna and his energies, the living energy, the living being, and the external energy, earth, water, fire, earth, mind, intelligence, false ego, all this external energy, and then time, activity, all these things are described in Bhagavad Gita. What is the supreme whole? What is the living being? What is activity? What is time? So all these things are described in a big picture so that we can know what part we have to play. So this song, this my version of this song, it'll be in English, don't worry. It describes the process, which is a healing or a cleansing process through sound vibration. Cleanses the heart, cleanses the heart, cleans out the dust got from many, many lifetimes, many, many lifetimes. Cleanses the heart of all the dust, all the crud, all the grime, all the garbage from many, many, many lifetimes, many, many lifetimes. Puts out the fire, puts out the fire, the blazing fire of material existence, material existence. Birth, death, old age and disease. Birth, old age and disease. Birth, old age and disease. Birth, old age. Birth, old age. Disease and death. Puts out the fire, the blazing fire of material existence. Good for everyone. Good for everyone. Everybody. Good for everyone. Good for everyone. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, sleeping souls. We're forgetting who we are. We're not this body. This is a basic message of Bhagavad Gita. We're not this body after all. This body's like a vehicle, like a car. And we're the driver of this car. But we've forgotten. Cleanses the heart, cleanses the heart. Cleanses the heart, cleanses the heart. All the grime, all the grease, many, many lifetimes, many, many lifetimes. Good for everyone, good for everyone, for everyone, for everyone. Puts out the fire, the blazing forest fire, material existence. Cleanses the heart of all the dust, many, many lifetimes, many, many lifetimes. Bhagavad Gita is saying that we've lived in many, many lifetimes. Just as we're changing this body, just from childhood to youth to old age, similarly, at the time of death, it's going to come. We'll change into another body. Just like we have these dresses, these clothes, this shirt and pants, we have to change them when they get old. Put on a new set of clothes. So the real identity of the self is the same, but the body is changing. Therefore we've lived for many, many lifetimes. This is just one of many, many lifetimes. And the Bhagavad Gita says that Bhavanam, after many, many births, we get this human form of life. Human form of life is special. It's not like animal life. Animal life, we can eat, we can sleep, we can mate and defend. There's nothing wrong. You can't blame an animal just for eating and sleeping and mating and defending. But a human being, if in our modern civilization we just do glorified eating, glorified sex, glorified sleeping in Hilton Hotel, glorified fighting with atom bombs. Where's the progress? Have we made any progress? Actually, the Vedic scriptures, and it begins with questions, you know, who am I? Why am I suffering? Why am I confused? And approaching spiritual master, trying to find knowledge from beyond this temporary creation. That's Bhagavad Gita. The story of Bhagavad Gita is very interesting. It's like a patient approaching a psychiatrist. What's wrong with me? I'm confused about my duty. What should I do to be happy, to be satisfied? Even if I get all the money in the world, all the power in the world, there's something missing in my heart. There's something missing. So Bhagavad Gita is actually teaching how to fill that gap through sound vibration. This cleansing of the heart is through sound vibration, because the spiritual vibrations coming from the spiritual world, the different names of God, if you like, God is like it's a three-letter word, it's almost worse than a four-letter word these days. Even scientists will say that there's an irreducible, infinitely small, infinitely powerful something which exploded billions of years ago, and here we are today. But does it make sense that this all come from a big explosion? This beautiful council hall and everything, did it come because somebody put a load of dynamite under a bucket of sand and cement? No. There was intelligence, consciousness, which made this room. So Bhagavad Gita is explaining what is that supreme consciousness, the supreme Big Bang, the original source of everything, highly tuned consciousness, which is responsible for our own development, our own consciousness also. So this little manifesto which I'm singing, it says, all glories to this, what this girl was doing, what Sita was doing, trying to give this knowledge to others. It's like this festival. We're trying to give some knowledge. What is the self? What is this world? How do we act in this world? How to avoid again coming into this world? And what is our real life? Just like a man, he's sleeping at night and he's having a crazy dream that there's some guy coming in the room with a knife. He's going to stab him and wait, help! And he wakes up. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. It was just a dream. There's nothing there. And so we're all thinking, oh my God, the ecology problem, my God, the atom bomb problem, the overpopulation problem, the financial problem. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen with so much stress and anxiety? Because we're forgetting that we're eternal living beings. We can never die. We've actually never been born and we will never die. It's just these bodies which have been born and which are dying. So this process of transcendental sound vibration, which we're doing here, it awakens, purifies the heart, cleanses the heart of all this forgetfulness of our real identity. It's amazing. And it puts out this blazing fire, repeated birth and death. And it's the life of all transcendental knowledge is already there in our heart. Krishna's already there, the absolute truth is already known to us. We are part of the Supreme Whole, but we're forgetting that love which we're all seeking is there within our heart. Love of the Supreme, love of Krishna. It's already there, but it's covered, you see. So the whole idea is to cleanse or awaken that dormant feeling of love for God, if you like, God. Three-letter word. Allah, you can call God Allah, Jehovah. In Africa, so many names of God. Unkulunkulu, Mungu, Katonda, Imana. Different names of the Supreme Consciousness. Very interesting, the Vedic scriptures are totally amazing. One mantra says, Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitanam. Amongst all living beings, there's one supreme living being who's maintaining all the others. Just imagine that. Just like a big fire, there's many little sparks. And Bhagavad Gita says, we're like those tiny sparks. We're one in quality with the fire, but we're very tiny. Therefore, our relationship is perfect when we're dancing in that fire. So this is a dancing movement. How to dance in harmony with the supreme dancer. Oh, Krishna. Krishna's always dancing, singing, playing jokes, you know. So this movement is for dancing our way, dancing and singing, awakening our normal, actually. Now this is a disease condition. It's not normal to have to grow old and die. and have disease. This is like being in a prison, having a temporary body. So our real life is outside the prison. So this Krishna consciousness means to awaken, not, you know, by blind, you know, I'm forcing you, but by dancing and singing and enjoying and having some gradual realization of what we are. Cleansing, all glories to this process, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for many, many lifetimes of repeated birth and death, and extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. Material existence means a false existence. It's like a fish out of the water. If the fish tries to enjoy out of the water, it's false. It cannot. So the eternal self cannot be happy in a temporary environment. It's incompatible. So all glories to this process, which Sita was doing, trying to give knowledge to others. All glories to the process. It cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together, many, many lifetimes, of repeated birth and death. It extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence of repeated birth and death. This is the prime benediction for humanity at large. It's the best thing for humanity. You know, all the motor cars, all the spaceships, all the mobile phones. It's not making us any happier. It's not solving our problem. All the big, big hospitals, death is still there, old age is still there. You know, nothing's been solved by this modern civilization. Has it? The basic problems are there. Old age, disease, death and birth. Nobody wants these things. And we haven't solved them. So, you know, why don't we reintroduce that ancient civilization which dealt with it, solving these problems. And that's this Sankirtan movement, this complete glorification of the supreme source of everything, the supreme absolute truth. We call it Krishna. Call him Krishna. Radha Krishna. All glories to the... I'm just trying to translate now in English, straightforward English. All glories to this movement which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. Thus the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death is extinguished. This movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It's actually mercy. There's so much mercy in this dancing, chanting and singing. And it's like a panacea for all our anxiety. Cleanses the heart of all this. Fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death is extinguished. Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large. So it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It's like the moon in the night. In the night, it's very dark, but if there's full moon, we feel peaceful, we feel happy. It spreads the rays of the benediction of moon. It's the life of all transcendental knowledge, and it helps to give us a taste for the nectar for which we're always anxious. So this taste we want to give everyone in the world. That's why we're here. Because in this dancing and singing, we taste a happiness which is not temporary. And I think everyone can experience it. I hope you'll all experience later on. We'll all try and dance and sing together. And once you get this taste, then all the other tastes, they just seem insignificant. You know, main problem in this world is we have so many negative things going on, you know, animal killing, slaughterhouses, intoxication, every street corner we have bar, people are going crazy with intoxication, illicit sex, pornography, and just wasting time, you know, all these things are going on and not making us any happier. But if we get a higher taste in Krishna, and then we can be satisfied. So this is what Bhagavad Gita generally is. Bhagavad Gita can be analyzed as it's teaching us our relationship, what we are, and it's teaching how to act in that relationship and how to get perfection of spiritual love which will satisfy our heart. Okay, thank you very much. Just one more time.